Everything they want, they have to ask us for. And that is incredibly demoralising for someone. And so that is the tension that is going on. Plus, they're negotiating around, you know, having the black market and being able to get the little things that they need, how they do that, keeping themselves safe. The toilets and everything, I wrote in there, they were absolutely appalling. And there's no way I could use them. You know, it's as simple as that. The guys in Delta Compound had virtually no opportunity for physical exercise. None. There's no room in there for them to do anything except walk around and around and around like a caged bear. So they very rarely got taken out of there. The recreational facilities were appalling. I remember them going down. They took a group down to the sports oval one day with a soccer ball, and the soccer ball was flat and they didn't have another one. So they kicked a flat soccer ball around down at the sports oval for an hour and were brought back. I mean, it's a joke. So that, with that level of frustration, that is why it is inevitable that at some point, unless there is some light at the end of the tunnel or something that they can pin a hope on, what do we expect is going to happen? Mm. It's got to happen. There's no other outcome. No one can maintain calm. Well, maybe some people can, but not many people can maintain a calm facade under that much duress forever.